Ghostbusters Resurrection is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you.
Visit nerdyshow.com/support to learn about our Patreon, shop through our Amazon links, or give a one-time donation.
And if you'd like to open your own Ghostbusters role-playing franchise, head to gbrpg.com.
When we last left off, you guys had just caught the Druiden at Wakaiva Springs. You got another one of these weird, glowy, hardened ectoplasmic globs that is giving off some kind of weird energy. Mr. Book is at the firehouse, along with me, Alan Friedman, and Ralph the Vampire still being emo in the back. You guys are in the Land Cruiser. You had decided to head over to Animal Kingdom, and I was giving you guys updates along the way. So you guys you're going to head out there, sirens blazing, lights on, everything going.
Yeah,
tilt. Yeah, definitely.
Yep. All right, Briggs, give me a moves roll.
Yeah, because this is I-4, right?
On Halloween. Damn, that's a really
Jesus,
good roll.
Briggs. Wow.
He starts e-braking as he crosses 408 and slides into a parking
on the off-ramp, yeah.
And we don't roll the Land Cruiser points.
That's 33, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, man. Ken Block would shed a tear watching you get like weaving through, going on down the off-ramp.
In a car that weighs 3 times what his racing focus does.
It's okay.
Security guards are waving you back in. You pull up what looks like some kind of a compound. You don't really know exactly where you are in relation to where the park is. You know you're basically within the boundaries of Animal Kingdom, but you don't really know exactly. And as you get out of the car, you start suiting up. A couple people from Disney come over to you. This one man introduces himself, and he has his name tag on. His name is Murad, the head guy of Kilimanjaro Safaris. He's responsible for getting people through and everything like that, and he gives you a quick breakdown of what happened. They were doing the night rides through Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Sweet.
And they started to notice there were dead animals, and people were getting glimpses of something moving through the bushes, and people were freaking out. They just called everybody back to base. Animals started going nuts, like they were sensing something, and as they were shutting down the park systematically, like piece by piece, they were making their rounds to kind of secure the area because all the animals within that area have gotten loose. Whatever this creature was that was running around has probably killed more in the meantime. They wanted to lock down any animals that were sick or animals from the nursery, so they sent a team out to do that. But by the time they got there, something was already running through the place, breaking all the glass and breaking into the animal pens, trying to get at everybody. Some people were able to get out. They had to basically take whatever animals they could carry away. And any one of the larger animals, they just kind of had to leave behind because something was chasing them through the complex. I have a map here I can give to you guys. This is a sort of crude, not fully to scale map of the path through this safari tour starting at the base here. You guys are probably parked off on this sideline here.
We could bring ours in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can take the Land Cruiser straight on to the dirt road that they have going through the entire attraction.
So we're probably parked by the Wildlife Express Harambe Station.
Yes.
Mike.
That is what it's called.
God.
It's actually called Harambe Station. I didn't make that up. If you give a reaction, Rad's like, you know, Harambe is Swahili for everyone pull together. It's for pulling together, like uniting. He says usually in between the different ecosystems here in the attraction, there's these chain road sensors and bars that the vehicles actually drive over, but the animals are usually afraid to walk across those things. Whatever it is that's out there has spooked them so much, they've just started leaping over things to get out. The lions are definitely out. The elephants are out. Rhinos are definitely out. The only ones that they're sure that they still have contained would be the water creatures, like the crocodiles and the hippos are still in the water area.
Good, not going there.
Yeah.
Of all of the things to mess with, I do not want to go near a hippo.
Yeah.
Especially
I'm
not
also
at night.
Done with water for the rest of the night.
I think I'm still drying off. Like, I'm wringing out my jumpsuit.
Do you have any more questions? Is there anything I can do to help you guys? I mean, we can send you guys in, and security's been watching the entire time, but there's no lights out there. You're basically going to be relying on your headlights and whatever you bring with you.
I have questions.
Yes.
Only animals were attacked and human beings did not see this thing. Any reports of what it looks like roundabout?
I have no idea. When we sent our team over, they had reported that they were hearing something moving around throughout the building and making loud noises. Some people might still be over there. I've been losing contact with everyone because it's pretty crazy out here right now. We're trying to simultaneously get our employees safe while also making sure that this area is on lockdown and contained whatever's in there.
What's your radio signal you're using? Because we may be able to talk to them while they're exploring.
He can give you that information.
Okay, great. That's Pool's job.
Okay.
I gotta be honest. We fought like a bunch of zombies in the woods, and I'm not a very good swimmer, and we were at Wakaiva Springs, and that was terrifying. I'm actually a little intimidated right now. Like, this is a little scary. I'm spooked.
Are you saying this out loud to them in character?
No, I just whisper this. No, Tobin's not there. I can't tell Tobin.
He says, yeah, so we have teams scattered all around, just trying to make sure nothing gets out in case an animal does break loose. We can at least have people care for it. We really don't have much information on what's going on inside. Cameras are down, lights are down, electricity is just out inside the attraction.
I mean, we have bar lights and on the
Oh yeah, you've got
we'll be fine with lights.
But not only your headlights, you do have the bar lights. We also have the other one that is on
spotlights.
The spotlights on the mirror.
Ectobloggles.
Okie dokie, artichokey. Let's get this pokey-okey going.
Okay.
Ready then, Ned Flanders.
I accept this honor, and I will fiddly diddly my way through.
Anything else before you guys want to? Before we open the gate and let you guys in,
lock it behind us and don't come out even for screaming.
No, you can come if we're screaming.
No, you can come get us if we're screaming. Please let us out.
Please do.
Or should I roll a drive?
No. If you guys get inside the Land Cruiser, you're locked in, ready to go. Murat, he's going to open the sliding door, and he's going to wave you guys in, and it's completely dark in there. You flip the headlights on, and you just start rolling in, and it's right towards the beginning of the attraction, and you start going down these winding paths. It's very dark. You're just basically from the inside of the Ecto-1, you're just seeing as Adam is turning, following the road, bushes are just shifting, you know, as you're just zigging through this thing. Finally, it opens up to the large savanna area where you can see a little bit further. The moon is out, so that helps a little bit, but you're seeing like these trees that are not native to Florida, and you're seeing like the kind of rolling hills, and you can start to see what looks like on the ground some of the corpses of these animals.
I ignite the light. The really bright fucking light. That thing is bright.
You just turn on everything on the light
bar.
I
literally make night day. I am God. Bow to me.
If you hit it, yeah, you can turn the light on. And it, as you know, like it blasts out to the side, so you can get a clear view, like sort of the alley lights, I believe as they refer to them. So out onto the sides of the vehicle and through the front, you got the spotlights mounted on either side. You got the headlights on, everything.
Yep.
And you can see definitely this is like there's a corpse of a zebra. Looks like there's some of the antelope, some of the gazelles, that sort of thing.
I throw on the goggles and I start scanning to see if I pick anything up, maybe like on the corpses.
Yeah,
or anything.
Give me your
like that.
C, and if anyone else wants to do any scans, just let me know.
I guess I should do a scan.
Jesus Christ.
Oh man, what do I not see?
You don't look at the front of the car without blinding you.
32.
Nice. The interesting thing that you're seeing is you've tracked other ghosts before, and then they would like leave a trail behind. You are seeing a trail that's lasting much longer than it should have. It's just you're seeing like zigzags all over the place. Whatever this creature was that was running around, it's run around everywhere. It must have been chasing animals and stuff, especially around some of the kills. It's Druden Central here,
so
moving all around.
It's like if I took like a pencil, like, okay, well, here's this line, but then I just started scribbling a lot. Like, I can't make out where this thing would have gone.
It looks like a Tron bike.
Yeah. It is like a Tron bike, Jesus. Except the trail just lasts really long. Now, if you watch it long enough, you can see that a tail end where it starts to fade a little bit. It's fading really slowly, but there's so much scribbling going on, it's hard to really get a sense of where it might currently be sitting.
Okay.
I was going to say, when you rolled that awesome roll, that you're like, hey, guys, these aren't really zebras. They're just horses that have been painted.
Oh, what a relief. As you're making your way further along, you know, according to the map, it leads to like the elephant pen where it was supposed to be.
The corpses that we saw, do they look like they've been eaten? Chewed on?
They've been sort of half eaten. It's hard to explain. They're not just mauled and like all gross and stuff. It's like it seems like it has been eaten because things are missing, but different things are missing on different animals. As you make your way up to the elephant pen, you have to cross that, you know, rickety bridge and everything like that. You've seen a couple dead animals, but you haven't seen any living animals yet. They're
been
all hiding.
Yeah.
I say, Nina, maybe they're trick-or-treating.
I really hope so.
I start whispering to myself,
just blast it over the loudspeakers.
Just in complete silence. Just
bring
that,
out the mood slime.
The opening song from The Lion King.
Who has shotgun presently?
No,
nobody.
It's broken.
No, I mean, who has shotgun? Like,
oh, and the car?
Oh.
Yeah, I can't believe you guys are
probably me.
Okay. Yeah. I reach up from the back seat and I smack Briggs in the back of his head.
As he mumbles Hakuna Matata?
Yes.
Can I make a point to say that I do actually want my window down with my slime net ready.
Sure.
I'm actually
ready.
If PKEing is of any use, then...
Well, it is considered like the dowsing rod telling you what direction to go to.
Yeah, okay.
And I am the magic carpet that will take you there.
Alrighty, that would be my...
You will show us the world.
It's always so much
time. Shiny and shimmering.
Splendid.
Yes! Yes!
So that would be
that delivery was like amazing.
That's 17.
You are definitely picking up some strong signals at the far end, almost like where you came in, but it is moving. Not very fast, but it's moving around. Mm. As you make your way closer towards the animal pen, you have to cross past the island where the flamingos usually are, and there's like a little bit more water and stuff like that, but you're sensing more movement happening. Like, because you have all these lights on, you're seeing definite movement running through some of the bushes up ahead, and you're picking up spikes on the PKE, but it doesn't seem like it's Druden sized.
When you say see, like physically see, like
you're physically seeing bushes move as something is like moving around, or like around the vehicle as you guys are making your way closer.
Is it glowing? Can I see it with the goggles?
It's not glowing.
Okay.
I got my googles on too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not picking it. Nothing's glowing, but there's definite movement happening out there.
But it is spiking the PKE.
PKE is just going up and down.
I'm not going to light up the bushes in the nature preserve.
You're on like a narrow road where there's a lot of bushes on either side because it's sort of bridging the gap between these different ecosystems where the birds would be here, then the lions would be here. You're on that little road, and then just along with Nina's signal, you sense that it's coming, and you're about to see it, and whatever it is, it just leaps from one side of the road to the other, and it is very fast. Yeah, it's just a big blur. If I had to tell you the size, I'd say it's larger than a sofa.
Did it glow in the goggles?
If you were anticipating it, yes, it did glow as it went.
Are we talking a three?
Three-seater sofa. Okay. The fold-out sofa.
Okay.
Bigger than that.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was very fast.
So it's the kind of sofa you'd want to tear up Animal Kingdom with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
And I look over at Joss and go, huh, did you see that?
Briggs, Nina, and LaForge. Because, I mean, you two are sitting in the front, and if Nina's sitting in the middle, I would say. Because you have a clearer view of the windshield.
I just have a picture of Nina.
I'm always in the middle.
Well, because you're tinier than them, and otherwise you wouldn't be squeezed up against the door. Anyway, the three of you can, if you're anticipating, especially because you have the PK, you're anticipating it coming out, so you can get a decent view of it. It seemed to be cat-like, but it had a lot of decomposition possibly going on. You saw exposed bone. Your first instinct may be like, zombie lion? Like... It's not quite that, but there's something very weird going on with it.
Is it moving faster than something its size should be moving?
Yes. It was mid-leap, leaping across the... Its feet didn't touch the ground as it was jumping across this road.
Okay, so it can clear a road, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, yeah.
You still have a good signal on it, and it's just moving through the woods and bushes, like, all over to the left, and it's zigging and zagging all throughout. And if everyone has the goggles on, it did leave a trail behind it, so, you know, you can kind of get a sense of where it's moving.
I guess we'll follow. I mean, what else?
Let's find out who's that Pokemon.
Does that mean you want to get out of the vehicle, or do you want to...
Man, I don't know, man. I don't know if I feel comfortable being out of the vehicle.
I mean, the vehicle is, like, the bit of protection that we have.
Yeah.
Stick to it.
It's also faster than we are.
Yeah.
Right.
Also true.
I'll drive it right through a tree if I can.
You can't.
That is a company vehicle, sir.
It's moving fast anyway. It's not going to stay in that area.
No.
Sooner or later, we're going to come across it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we should move out of this like narrow area to somewhere a little more open and see if it sticks its head out.
Yeah, I think it knows that we're around, and it seems to be wanting to go towards things anyway. So why don't we bring it somewhere where we can fight it a little bit better?
And you can cut across open.
Yeah,
you know,
once we hit open,
we can just hit
turn
the prairie and just cut across it at speed. Like, it's going to be easy to see things. We literally have a star on the front of our car. We're going to be able to see dead things in the way.
Do you know what the word literally means? I'm not sure you do.
You've never used it correctly.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
We literally, figuratively, have a star on the hood of the car.
That's what I meant. So,
I don't think even figuratively. We have a bright light that shines in one direction.
We practically have a star. Is that better?
No. For practical purposes, it serves...
Semantics!
Semantically speaking, we gotta start.
We have something that is metaphorically maybe literally can light up as a piece of a star.
Metaphorically. Not practically, not figuratively.
Metaphorically, you're all stars because you're all famous. So.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you.
So the plan is... get off the trail, head back to like the open savanna area.
Open savanna, and just power through to where we
to a good spot.
So Nina, keep scanning. You tell us where it's going, and we're just gonna try and meet it there, and we're just gonna hit it.
I'm not even kidding, man. Let's just freaking Lion King opening theme on the radio. Let's make some noise and draw it out.
Draw it out.
Yeah.
All right. So you head back.
I feel way more comfortable in the Land Cruiser. Like I really don't.
I thought you were gonna say with that music playing.
also, natural state. Look, we do have jousting experience. I'm not opposed to running this thing down and running it over multiple times with the vehicle.
From the size of it, I am.
We got a brush guard. We don't have a cow catcher on the front of a train. Like this is.
So Nina, you're gonna continually make scans for it, and I'm gonna drive. We're gonna get there fast.
Okay. Okay, so if you hit it, you loop around.
I hit now play on my phone.
You're off-roading, and you can.
It's the only song on your phone. I hit play, and that's what comes up.
It's the alarm for when you wake up. It's like your wake-up alarm.
Really good wake-up alarm.
No, that is the worst.
It's because you'll be dead asleep, and all of a sudden, no! You'll sit up. Are you just gonna park it and blast it, or are you just trying to? You're just gonna be zipping around doing donuts. Like, what's the plan?
Oh no, like Nina, scan.
She'll scan. I'm scanning.
You got a roll?
I think parking is probably the best. Rather than us being a moving target trying to meet another moving target, let's be a stationary target and try and draw it to us.
Oh, we've got a spotlight on the front, right? Yeah, we can move. Okay, yeah. So we'll be searching. I guess probably have wall face one direction, everybody else face the other.
Wall's got them.
Should
got
I do
eyes.
A scan?
Yeah, I'll say that once you park, you can face the vehicle towards the last known location of the... Of the scan. So go ahead and give me that scan so we can see where it's currently at.
Jesus.
Whoa. Damn.
27.
Wow. It's definitely in front of you. You can pull the car. You can pull the Land Cruiser around, so you're facing that direction. Everyone's looking in that direction. You hit the lights. You can just see the tree line, and there's a lot of space between you and the tree line.
Are we actually doing this, like, leaning out the window style? Because I'm about to do that.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm doing.
Are you blasting the music, or are you just waiting silently?
I mean, I hit play.
Okay. And Nina's like, oh, man, it's right on top of us, man.
All right, in that case, if you hit play, you blast the music over these loudspeakers where it's otherwise dead silent out here, except for maybe crickets.
On the other side of the park, the staff are like, what are they doing?
Yeah, cut to the other guys are just like, is that? No.
Guys, we're playing our song.
I can't believe we forgot to turn that off.
Yeah. You start pulling forward, and then you see quick movement in the tree line. The PTE starts to spike, and then bursting out from the tree line is a stampede of animals, all just coming, all the
yes.
And it is moving fast.
I have had this nightmare before.
Starting with gazelles and zebras, and nice. then there's even some elephants in there and rhinos. So you
it's
need
a
to make
master hunter
yeah.
in there.
You got to do something. You got to make a move. And Briggs is driving, so you need to do something.
I'm going to get out of the way of this.
Just pounding on the roof. Briggs, drive, yep, drive, yep. drive.
So basically, I look at it, I can obviously tell how wide of a line of animals is coming at us. I'm like, I need to go left or right real quick. So
how about you go reverse on left or right?
Yeah. All right, Sam. 30.
With that, I say you can do a 180. And you just spin it around. You whip this thing around and just start going in the opposite direction. And these animals are catching up fast, and they're starting to pass you on the left and on the right. And you're going to have to avoid some of the trees out here. This is a very good roll. But the animals, unintentionally are hurting you because they are on, like, the far left and far right. That was the entire tree line just running with everything. Like, it looks like the entire park was pinned into this one corner, and it has scared them, and they're all fleeing just in the same direction.
So I'm looking, like, there's animals all over us, and I'm looking...
Give me a brains roll to see if there's a safe place for you to, like...
Pull out it, too.
Yeah, where there could be, like, a tree or a large tree or something that you can hide behind so the animals can sort of go around you, like, river around a rock.
Okay, let's see how dumb I am right now.
I really don't want to have to shit my pants to show dominance.
18.
I say out of the corner of your eye, you see the large cement termite mounds that are definitely large enough for you to pull the Ecto-1 right behind. So you're just going to do a sharp turn left, hit the gas, and then just screech right there. And it's a pretty good size thing to hide behind. The animals are just going to go right around you. And just some of them, you know, are leaping over it. And
I kind of like unzip my thing and I pull out a pack of cigarettes and I go.
I was so.
With shaking hands,
just lighting one, and I just hand it to Paul, and I'm just like,
it's like, Briggs, I didn't know you smoked. I don't. This is my oh shit cigarette.
This suit was used.
Even inside the vehicle, you can feel the ground shaking, and then it's even rocking a little bit side to side. There's all the animals going past, elephants and rhinos, everything. The whole thing just goes by, and after another minute, you can feel it fading away, and they all just mayhem, just going to, across the park, just they're all diving into the bushes and the trees all in the area, and they're going to disappear. They're going to go around the water area. They're not getting in with the crocodiles and hippos.
It's like Jumanji. There's that last little hippo that's just like...
The rhino, yeah. The last rhino, yeah. You can watch that go. It gets quiet again, and if you're going to give me another PKE reading, give me another C, anyone who's got the goggles to see what's going on. With Nina's role with PKE, you actually sense there's energy close to where all the animals went. It was across the way. Now it's over here. It's stalking them again.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, with the goggles, you can see that nothing has crossed.
Oh, shit. Is there two?
All right. Yeah. Well, we know where one is.
But
breaking into two.
We know where one is, but the other one is towards the animals.
Yeah.
So...
Let's follow, huh?
Like I said, it's kind of open, heading towards open ground, so I can give chase.
Hanging out the window.
You're able to even gain on it, so like you can see like the bushes moving like in front of the vehicle. You were just hauling ass, and you're doing an amazing job of keeping up with it. And you've got it to a point where it's gone around clockwise, like sort of following the trail, so almost like leaning back to where it was before when you were tracking it. But it's sort of hugging the perimeter the entire time. But you were like on the road going parallel with it now. I'd say you even caught up and you're running parallel with this thing. And finally, as you get into this far corner of the preserve here, it's going to stop because it's kind of in a corner. In order for it to continue going to like the lion area, it would be bottlenecked between you and the wall. So so you've kind of got it pinned in this corner now.
Okay, we need to broadside that motherfucker.
Okay, well, you don't get a clear view of it. It's just always in the bushes, always in the trees.
I was going to net it.
You don't have a view of it, but it's between you and the corner of the preserve right now.
Mm, we should probably fan out and keep it contained.
I really don't want to get out of this car, man. I gotta be honest.
Like, what are we gonna do? Like, I mean, it's not like
it's cornered, right?
You know, scan for the other signal real quick and see if it's changed.
Okay, yeah. 22.
Nina is definitely picking up a signal as it has stopped, and you guys would see this too with the goggles. The strong signal of this creature. The signal itself doesn't really give you much of an idea of a form. It just gives you the size and the movement of it. And with Nina's PKE, it's getting hard to track because this is the closest you have been, with the exception of when one jumped past your car. It's kind of messing with your PKE, much like before it was going up and down, because you were so close before.
All right, I'm going to be ready for my net to try and shoot something when I see movement.
I want to scan the area behind us with my goggles.
Okay.
8.
That could be way worse. As far as you can see, there's nothing behind you.
Right, I'll just keep looking that way.
Sure.
I was gonna spray slime, but we've already seen this thing can jump roads. Mm-hmm. So if I tried to create
up to
a
you
barrier,
anything you guys want to do. I'll say you rolled to shoot him, right?
I want to kind of do
to sort of cut down maybe some of these shrubs and stuff.
Yeah, cut down, but yeah, kind of see if I can't get it to
just get a view of
walk
it
come
in.
Out. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Sure. Sure.
So I got
that's a good idea.
24.
That's a good one. That's considering how far away it is from you and you're leaning out of the car. That's pretty good. I'll say that. Yeah. You definitely. Cut through some of the lower shrubbery, burning some of the trees. More starts to pull away, and you are definitely getting glimpses of this creature. I'll say the way it's behaving is that it seems to be getting low to the ground and really kind of trying to avoid getting shot. It's not really taking the risk of running. When you're finally going to stop before you overheat, some more leaves from the trees fall down. You can smell the singed bark and everything like that. But this creature, it's finally just stopped moving entirely, and it's just sort of locked in place. And as you can see the last bit of shrubbery fall down, you get a glimpse of it just sitting there watching. And I'm going to show you a picture of what is crouched This thing is sort of crouched down, low to the ground, staring at you, and it clearly can see you. It's clearly watching you and looking at you.
Oh no. Oh no, I don't like this at all. I don't like that one bit.
Oh, wow.
All
right.
And as you're getting the glimpse of this creature, you can see it's made up of all of these bones from all, possibly from all of the creatures that it's killed. It does look very cat-like. It has these back legs that are, looks like they were maybe made from elephant tusks. That gives it that sort of springy running effect that enables it to move so fast.
Also terrifying. Oh my god.
Dude, it's got bird skulls for talons.
From the look of this, does this look like it's an amalgamation of other bones of animals?
That's a bunch. Yeah. Like I said, the back legs look like the back legs look like elephant tusks.
I kind of called Chimera.
Guys.
Okay, well then, never invite us over again.
It's like a statue. It's just not moving at all. Like it's like you can barely even tell that there's any kind of there's not even any twitching. It's just like it's locked in place, frozen perfectly.
I feel challenged personally.
I would like it to continue not moving, so I'm sure. Going to shoot a net at it.
Okay, can everybody give me a standard brains?
12,
18.
16 and a ghost.
Okay. 24.
Briggs, do you have your window down?
No.
You're sensing some more movement going around here.
Fuck, we fell into a trap.
You're getting ready to shoot. You can hear the bushes are moving really, moving quickly. Something is going to leap out of these bushes. Wall is leaning out. Pool is leaning out. Wall is going to instinctively move back in because the creepiness of looking at this thing and then hearing the movement, you're just like, fuck it, and just like lean inside because it's too unnerving. Now, Nina, with your role, I would say that you, with that, you can see another one leaping towards pool's side, but with the ghost eye, you're not in much position to do anything about it. With Briggs, I would say that you were able to look and see another one on the left crouch down, and just you saw it just before it leaped, and now it is leaping on both sides. So yes, this is a trap. This that one there is sitting there perfectly still. These other two are lunging.
I am at the vehicle, going to punch it and swerve out of the way. My drive's high enough.
You just want to do a U-turn?
Like basically, fast? Yeah, just a fast U-turn.
Okay.
Okay, 31. Well, there's two attacking, and there's the one that's baited us. We literally fell into the classic raptor trap. We should be ashamed.
Literally was used proper that time.
No, only if it was the raptors.
He said the classic raptor trap.
Oh, yeah.
You get a brownie point.
Thank you. But Briggs, it just hits it into drive, floors it, and he just fishtails it and just spins and starts heading in the opposite direction. Just as these two are leaping, I can say that they're each going to make a claw for the vehicle where the open windows are, and it's just going to scrape and just leave claw marks on the sides of the Ecto-1. So Briggs is now, you know, in control. He's driving. You are hauling ass away from that corner. You're just going over these bumps, and it's going to be difficult. We're going to have to take some penalties for you if you guys want to try and shoot them. But yeah, if you just start looking back, you got all the lights on, so you can see there's a pool of light that, you know, that you're a big white glowing light just bouncing through the area here.
Well, I know I have Ecto Goggle. I actually think all three gunners right now have Ecto Goggle.
Wow, nice. Okay, so yeah, if you're looking back, you can definitely see them. You can see two of them now out of the tree line, and they just start sprinting after, and they're coming straight for you. So this is a pretty clean shot.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Go ahead. Whenever you guys are going to just shoot, everyone's going to shoot.
Yeah, we're going to shoot.
Mike leans out. It's difficult. You fire off a shot. I'd say it probably lands closer to somewhere between them. The shot goes off. They seem to take the hit. Their back legs kind of slide a little bit as they regain their momentum and their balance, and they just go right back at it. So I'm going to take proper damage for that. But otherwise, yeah, they're right on you. They barely lost a step.
I'm going to pull a slime grenade. So I'm going to click the button, hold it for a couple of seconds, and then let it go with the timing. I mean, we've been using these forever. I feel like I'm pretty confident. 19.
Yeah, man. So you're timing it right. You got it in your hand. You hold it out the window, and you're like, and like Daredevil in the stairwell. You drop the grenade, and the vehicle pulls away, and you see it go off. And you just see them they kind of wince, and as this fountain of slime just goes into splatters up into the air and comes right back down again because it's a huge wide open area.
Ecto
lands on them.
Rain.
Seems to be giving a little bit of hints of steam kind of coming off of them from the burning, possibly from the slime here. I'll take the proper damage for it, but they're still on you. So I'll say what you start to do is as you see that you're starting to run out of road, you're going to crank it over to the left, and you're going to start to circle around. You're just making a big, wide circle, and these things are going to stay following you. But I'll say that Nina, because she, you know, you got the PKE that you're registering, notices as you start to turn around and you start almost heading back the way that you came, just making this big circle, that signal of where the one was pinned down is moving, and it's coming for the vehicle. So now you got two behind you, and pretty soon one's going to be coming straight for you.
Okay, guys, remember the one that we had pinned down? Yeah, well, it's coming straight at us right now.
Oh, good.
Briggs, ramming speed.
Ramming speed. Engage.
Are you going for it? Are you going for it?
Yeah.
Is there any speed in this vehicle that is not ramming speed?
Have you ever moved not at ramming speed?
I was like, guys, hold on to your butts.
All right, okay. I get in the vehicle.
I tether myself to the seat. I net myself to the back.
Sure enough, you guys are looking ahead. Out from the tree line comes full sprint, the third one. And Briggs just hits the pedal to the floor, and you just hear the engine speed up, and you just pick up speed, and you're bumping, you're bouncing along, and it's like a game of chicken, but no one's chicken here. Like, it's going to happen. But at the last moment, it's rolled a 32. So it perfectly timed, leaps into the air, lands on the front of the Land Cruiser, denting the hood, just the weight of this thing, and you're gonna start to kind of lose control here. Give me a drive roll to sort of maintain control, because the sheer weight and impact of this thing is not good at all.
29.
Ooh, that's good. Any lesser man would have had to have stopped the vehicle or done something or would have rolled it or flipped it or whatever, but this huge weight on the front of the Land Cruiser here, and it's got his claws like right up along the bottom of the windshield, and his face is right in there.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I wave.
So you can keep driving, but man, it's difficult considering like this huge big creature is on the front. The weight of it is slowing you down.
Yeah, I want to stick the Neutrona one out the window and use the rear view mirror corner as like a monopod.
Okay,
blam.
LaForge leans his arm out the window, and he, like you say, use the side view mirror there as sort of like a monopod, and it's, I mean, yeah, it's like point blank range. It's right there. You just fire it off, and the proton beam is just going to hit it dead in the face. It is shaking. It's really bad. It's like opening a fire hose of flame onto this thing.
It's real happy.
No, yeah, it's really enjoying this. The claw marks are just going to start to dig into the hood as it's sliding down. Its back legs are probably hitting the dirt in front of the Land Cruiser now as it's bumping along. Mm-hmm. You are hurting it really bad.
Good.
It's not enjoying it. He's gonna make a turn, a big wide turn here. If you guys want to take the chance to shoot the ones behind you, you're more than welcome to do that.
I'm going to use my pistol so I can be a little more precise. 18 for my proton pistol.
I can say you land a hit. And well, what did you roll with the ghost die?
23.
By the way everything's bouncing around, you get a really good hit on the same one that Pool hit. It's just a really solid hit for a couple of seconds. It's a nice solid stream on that same one. And that one is just going to break apart. Bones scatter to the ground. The other one that's still chasing you just kind of leaps to avoid the explosion of bones there. And it does a hard right turn and just goes back into the woods. That thing just scared the shit out of that thing. And I'll say that the one on the front, I could just say that by now, you're probably hitting a couple bumps. It's just going to let go and get run over. And as you run over it, you can just feel like a big bump as you're driving over this thing. If you look out the back, it kind of gets up and just runs away. But it seems to be a little bit injured because of the vehicle running over it. But it's going to run off sort of in that same direction where the other one ran to.
We should not give them a moment's rest. We need to turn. I want to turn immediately and start heading that way.
Okay, if you want to give me a drive roll, because now this thing is off the car and the car is damaged and you want to like keep it up and stick close. So
all right, 27. That's not that good roll.
That is a good roll. Like there's just a nice little divot, you know, not little. What am I saying? It's almost U-shaped. There's just a huge dent in the front of this thing.
A couch-sized divot.
Yeah, and some steam is coming up. Like maybe the radiator is either cracked or the cap has at least flown off. But you're just gonna hit it, and you're gonna just peel around and just go after them, and you're on them. They dive out into the tree line again, but you can see that you're really close to the lion pen area where they have like their little Pride Rock area kind of thing. You get to a point where they leap down into like one of those moats where the vehicle certainly cannot go. so you'd have to stop.
The ghosts with the moats, babe.
All right, I think we're finally at the get out of the vehicle phase.
Are they totes in my moats? So one of us is going to die. Just want you guys to know that.
Sorry, Doug. I know we've left you alone so much at the fire station. You're pretty much, anything happens, you're gone. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm the one who's going to die.
Thanks for getting out.
Sure, let's go.
Okay. So you get out of the vehicle and you're just going to start. Okay.
How tall is this grass?
Well, we're heading towards like the area that you're kind
of,
right?
It's getting a little bit more of a clearing. There's a large rock formation where the lions come out and sit. The vehicles normally drive around it, kind of like a U-shaped road that goes around
Pride Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's like a moat.
And there's a moat around that normally separates the lions from the vehicles.
From children.
Yeah. These two Druden, the two surviving Druden, have jumped into that. And as you get out and you can approach this dry moat, you don't see them. But there's an open area here where there's plenty of hiding places.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go. I'll be the first one in.
How about we have eyes and brains figure out where we're headed?
I have high brains, too.
Yeah, but I like her more.
Okay. Now, with the 20 with the PKE, you can definitely sense they're in this area. They seem to be moving around quickly, like behind, so that you have the entire Pride Rock area in between you and where those two are. They seem to be close to each other, maybe hiding on the far side. As far as the ecto goggles, you see you can see that what happened was when they both landed in the moat, they split, went opposite directions, and met on the opposite side.
I don't want to split up.
The two of them appear to be together.
Okay.
Right, but I'd rather us flank and come in from both sides. So do you want to do a team of two and three?
Oh, flip the raptor trap on them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'll be the bait.
That works.
All right.
You want me to be the bait? I'll dance. And I'm just going to sit there. I'm just going to beat on my chest and whatnot. And
well,
just,
you can pretend that your proton pack is malfunctioning. Ooh. You're like, oh no.
You guys, I've
got a high bluff. Maybe I should be bait.
So you kind of want to go up to Pride Rock and kind of see if you can draw them out?
Yeah, and just be like, hey! And then like, oh, what? It's not working.
So how are we splitting
these
teams?
Why don't we do Slime Blower, Proton Pack, Slime Blower, Proton Pack? Briggs and Nina, Wall and Pool.
Yeah.
And why don't we focus on trying to net them to slow them down?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to sort of get on opposite sides and LaForge is going to walk up the middle, climb up onto the Pride Rock, where it is an open enough area where you could see them coming, you know.
Cool.
Before you do your bluff and before we get this going, as everyone starts to move in formation, you hear a strange sound, like a movement of an animal. Like, it's in the trench. I'll say...
It's just an actual lion.
I'll just say if you're leaving the vehicle and you can either go left or right in this trench or go straight, which is where LaForge is going to go, and climb up onto the Pride Rock and make a distraction, I'll say not far around the around the bend on the right is you're hearing sounds of like a struggling, of like an animal struggling.
Can we get a reading?
17.
You don't detect anything over there. I mean, you no PKE. There's no PKE over there.
Mm. That's the worst possible thing.
Yeah.
The animal starts to make sounds, like it's a struggling sound, but it's really tiny.
Is it going ah-ah-ee-ee, tookie-tookie?
No. That would be way too small to make shuffling sounds inside of a moat with, like, kind of a fairly steep, walls here. But it sounds kind of like...
Oh, it's an elephant.
Oh, not a baby elephant. Okay,
it's a fennec fox dressed as a baby elephant.
Oh, God, no.
Got it. Okay, so nothing of value was lost. Let's continue on.
We are saving the baby elephant.
Well, if it's
saving the baby elephant by dealing with these things.
Can I just for that line.
Go over there and save the baby elephant?
If we save it, it'll always remember.
God damn it.
Fame.
This now, is in on Elephant Nightly News.
I'm assuming Nina would want to investigate anyway, but if you kind of maneuver over, it's not that far. You don't have to really go that far out of your way. It is indeed a baby elephant struggling, and it's just this incline. Its short little legs. It's not enough. It can't get out of this.
Oh, God.
It must. And reason would suggest that during the stampede, it just got separated and fell down here. So
yeah, we're gonna slam.
Hey guys, I found our bait.
Him or her out of that.
It's up to what you guys want to do now. You want to just continue with the plan?
I'm just saying it's already bait. It's already there.
How about...
Doug, this is so not fair.
How about...
I'm just telling... It's just... What? It's just there.
All right. This is going to be a little more complicated,
But how about we stick to our original plan while keeping an eye on the elephant in case they go towards the elephant. After we kill the two things, we can get the damn elephant out of the pit.
If you guys aren't looking
as
to
long
save
as the
me
elephant
while
isn't
these
drowning.
Things,
no.
If I'm up there being bait and
he's
you guys
going,
are trying
oh,
to help an
no,
elephant,
my proton don't work.
And I will like... drill a hole through this baby elephant's head with my proton beam.
Dad, how is the baby elephant doing? I mean, is it drowning or anything?
No, no, no.
Or,
it's a dry pit.
It's a dry pit.
It just can't get out. Okay. It's just
guys,
stuck down here.
I'm very
well,
apathetic towards this elephant.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay, it's a dry pit, then we'll take care of the issue at hand first and
I mean,
keep an eye.
It's certainly scared.
Like Poole said, keep an eye on the baby elephant.
Sure, okay. I'm just letting you know it's there. That's just my job.
So what do you guys think?
You're not keeping the baby elephant as a pet.
No, but what
you're
do you
not
guys...
naming it. You're not naming it after the Roiland's guide.
What do you guys think?
Are we dressing LaForge in drag and making him do the hula?
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Please. Please. Please.
It's up
please.
To LaForge how he wants to bluff it. So that's up to him to cause
a
distraction.
I'll just get up there and go, oh, no.
give me a bluff. You got to be convincing.
I got 23, which is pretty high.
Yeah. No, that's pretty good. Give me the description. This is good. Tell me what happens. Tell me how you get up there. So just paint the scene for me.
Go ahead.
It's a good roll.
I crawl up there and I get up top and I go, oh, you gonna get it now? and I spot one.
That you know where they were hiding.
All right, I'm going to fire it, and I'm just going to feather the trigger a bit, and just like...
sputtering,
like,
yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, what? Oh, no. Oh, crap. What am I doing?
Okay.
And that's what I'm doing.
Meanwhile, you guys are sort of flanking. Two of you probably go past little elephant. You know. So now both teams are making their way around. You hear a large, like a skittering coming up opposite way. Nothing's coming down the trenches, but coming up over the top of Pride Rock. And looking down is a morphed creature. These two creatures have blended and are now this thing.
Oh, seriously?
How did Whoa. You know that?
There's me alone.
Oh, Jesus
Standing
Christ.
In front of it.
Oh, man. Oh.
Are you kidding me?
It's everything.
This is a large monstrosity the size of, like, three elephants, basically. All made of the tooths and fangs and horns and all the stuff. Lots of guts, a huge rib cage hanging down, huge spindly tail.
It looks like the Doomsday device at the front of it, though.
Yeah, it
like
does.
Its mouth.
It is growling. It is, looks
Josh
very
like,
big.
Do you still give a shit about the elephant?
Ready to pounce. In position right on top of this big rock, looking down on LaForge while you guys are in the trench below, looking up at it as well.
You said bones and guts? Like squishy inside the bones?
Yeah, but not like they're functioning.
Not like they're functioning, okay.
Just like it just gives it more of a muscular padding.
Squibbly.
Yeah, can I spend two brownie points to
Another
fire a boson dart at its head? That
like
that
in,
big,
into the big giant
that
maw,
giant
the maw.
Gaping.
Oh no! It's.
Oh no! Ooh, okay. 29 and a ghost.
Its giant maw opens to give a nice roar of intimidation, but before any effect can happen, Wall just acts on pure instinct, fires this thing. Boson dart goes straight down the maw and explodes. You see the glow of the explosion of the detonation, and just smoke just comes out, and then it just like looks down where Wall fired from. And
holy shit!
It's going to leap down, belly first, over LaForge, and its rib cages are going to open like the claws of a what would you call
it? Venus flytrap?
Yeah, and it's going to land on top of LaForge and snap that shut.
All right, no more of that.
No more of LaForge.
To be clear, LaForge is alive and got scooped up like very unexpectedly. And now you're just sort of bouncing around inside this bone cage. But you can see out through the rib cages. You can still see kind of where the other guys are.
So we're talking like
you're in the best
end
possible
of
position.
Men in Black.
Yeah, or end of War of the Worlds.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
but it's
I guess
allergic
I'll
to water.
I'll wait to take my turn.
That's not good. I'm gonna try and. I'm gonna aim for its back half because I don't want to obviously hit the forge.
Okay.
And let's see if I can't boson dart its taint.
Okay.
13. That's not good.
It's a very large target.
Right.
I would say you would hit it and it would do damage, but it doesn't seem too fake.
So Chrysanthemum did not happen.
I had the idea of also running around towards the back. And since I have a slime blower, Pool, you have a slime blower? We could sort of slam tether its hind legs on both sides to the ground. This way, at least, it can't move forward.
If you want to go ahead and give it that slime tether to try and pin it down, go ahead.
Just yeah. Net the whole thing down.
Yeah, because I already have a ghost, so it's like...
With that roll, I would say you definitely can hit one of these giant legs with a ghost eye. It just snaps. There's just no way. Like, the ground is kind of... Just a mixture of where you exactly hit it. It was a little too dusty. It wasn't quite on the... solid enough, and it's just going to snap as soon as it tries to constrict.
I'm in the belly of the beast.
Yes.
Right.
Literally.
I'm going to take my final slime grenade, arm it, and shove it into like a fold in the meat.
Okay.
All right. And then I'm just going to hold my my Neutrona wand and just lay on
start
the trigger.
Zipping away? Just like
lay on the trigger.
Okay. You kind of just shove it up into like the spinal column kind of thing up there.
Right.
Like right where like hopefully would kind of meet the hip. And you just start zipping away with the proton beam, and from the outside, it just looks like this glowing display of the nuclear fire zipping around in between the rib cages. When the grenade goes off, slime is just going to squirt out from the hip area of this thing in all directions. This covers Josh inside the rib cage that he's in. You guys get a couple drips on you because it was a huge explosion up in the air basically, and this thing does not enjoy it. It starts like shaking around like it's trying to get you to stop moving. It's just shaking itself around. So it seems to be a little distracted with how much it's not enjoying what LaForge is doing. So it's on to Pool.
So I guess I'm just gonna take a shot at it with my pistol towards the face area.
Sure, go for it. That could have gone better.
Much better. 10.
It's really big and it's right in front of you. I'll say you hit it, but it doesn't seem to notice.
I'm gonna go ahead and like just aim it, one of the legs, like a foot, see if I can't like maybe sever a leg.
Sure, man. Yeah.
17 and a ghost.
It does seem to do some serious damage. It starts to cook some of it, really burn the bone, but it just doesn't look like it's gonna cut through it. With your ghost eye, it's gonna try and get that tail and whip it around. It rolled a 25.
Ow.
It's going to, look down again because you were the first person to hit it with a boson dart right down the throat, and now you're hitting it again, serious shot in the leg, and it's like, okay. It's like, two strikes, buddy. And this big, spindly, bony tail is going to come whipping around right down at your level, going to try and get you, right in the hip. It's going to come just, right down the middle. So you can give me a dodge.
Just the standard moves, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Here we go. 24.
It rolled a 25. So, but not to be fair. So I'll say that you see it coming, and you would probably just, duck down, instinctively try to jump forward and get out of the way. You are still kind of in this ditch. As you sort of press yourself, into the dirt, this tail is going to come sweeping through. Literally missed by one point. It's like a scythe at the end. Come sweeping through. It's going to take you for one damage or two brownie points.
This will take the point out of muscles.
I was going to say, there's no way getting hit by a scythe makes you any less cool.
No. So I guess I am temporarily
for the rest of your life, when you're talking to girls, you can be like, let me tell you about this.
You just do it really light because, he could probably patch you up pretty good.
Okay.
So it comes through. It cuts you. I'd say, where would it cut you? On the back, on the front? Where is this? And again, not enough that you're going to go to the hospital, but this is it hurts.
Across the arm.
Just right across on the on your arm? Sure.
A little too slow, just right
straight
across.
Straight through the... You want to go over the Ghostbusters logo?
Through the no-ghost.
So through the patch and into the skin, on to Briggs.
So I'm going to shoot the same leg, proton stream that thing, see if we can't, somewhat disable it.
Go for it.
22.
So you aim for the same leg that wall hit. You fire it, hits it really pretty good, right on the dark spot where it's burning all the bone and flesh. And this time it seems to really take the impact. It really kind of slumps downward for a second, tries to catch itself. This was a pretty serious hit, and the limb is not looking good. And it gets back up shakily to both of its legs, trying to get control of the situation that it's losing. On to Nina.
I'm just trying to figure out what makes more sense.
He's got a good leg. See if you can tether it to his stomach. Just pull him up.
So tether the good leg into his
tether the good leg into his rib cage.
So he's leaning
on the bad one,
and then falls,
and then
that's pretty
topples
good.
Over.
I like
okay,
that.
I'll give it a try.
That's pretty good.
11.
That is enough, considering it's on a bad leg. You have this one here. It's going to pull it up. The bad leg is going to slide forward. LaForge, inside the ribcage, is just going to see the ground rushing up to him and just thunk. And it's gonna, everything's going to crack. It's going to be a rough landing, but it's now LaForge's turn. This thing is on the ground.
Okay. Then what I'll do is try to lay on my back with my back to the ground and just point up into his midsection with the Neutrona wand and just lay on the trigger again.
All right, then here's what happens. Again, you are so enclosed, it's so close, you can't really miss this thing. And you're, when you're that close, you do extra damage because you're, like, again, point blank. So you lay down, you just start going up the spinal column inside this thing, and you're going to start seeing it melt away. And you're going to, you're basically cutting yourself out of this thing. And this thing starts howling, like, all in pain and all crazy. Having a really, really bad time.
Well, I guess in the dimension he came from, there's no, like, proton pack, so he didn't know that he basically swallowed napalm.
No. He's looking really bad. It's moving on to pool now.
All right, just to continue doing damage, I'm just gonna take a shot at its face area.
All right, go for it.
PS.
Crap.
19 and a ghost.
It slid down to the ground. Its one paw got pulled up. Its bad paw, its bad leg gave out. It fell down. You see on the inside the glowing LaForge is firing the proton stream and finally cutting out. And there's a hole coming out of the top, and it is just shaking. It is not doing well at all. You fired at the head. It winces from the pain, and it just gets this, like, really angry. It's trying to get, like, a second wind of trying to, you know, get really big. But I will say the ghost die in this case is going to be a break in combat, because what happens is you hear really loud footfalls of a large animal. Through the bush is a large elephant with its tusks just going head first, and it's going to ram into this giant Druiden beast and just start pushing it, like, full force up against the back of the Pride Rock here. It's smashing it open.
Oh, good.
It's and the mummy, isn't it?
Now, the ghost eye. Now, I'm going to have to ask for LaForge to give me a moves roll to make sure he gets out of here before he is either trampled or impaled or worse.
Now, to get out of the way of a trample, that's a dodge.
You have a dodge?
Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah, go for it.
31.
Oh, cool. All right. So as you were, like, making progress and you can, you suddenly just get blindsided by being, you know, rocked up, you know, losing your footing, and it just crunches up against the side of the rock here. You're inside the ribcage, and this two tusks just through in between rib cages, and it cracks in such a way that underneath you can see a path open up that you can say, all right, sure. You can dive right out, and you can make your way around the elephant as it just keeps pounding its head, just putting the pressure right on this thing until it just snaps and lets out one last howl as it just breaks apart and tumbles to the ground.
Dope.
You can get away. You can dive back down into the trench.
Nice.
And be reunited. This elephant is going to just, once it's completely fallen to the ground, the elephant is going to turn and start raising its trunk out, trying to get the little one out of there and pull it back up out of there to see.
I want to get the hell away from both father and child elephant, because that's going to be bad.
Is the elephant able to get its baby out, or should we assist?
I'm already back in the truck.
Yeah, like I don't want to be around a mad elephant.
That is elephant on elephant business. I don't get between family struggles.
It's fine. They're going to be fine. You guys can get back
more
to the car.
More ways than one, I'm sure. Yeah.
I loot the corpse.
Yeah. You're totally right. I completely forgot. Inside the bones, you will see the glowing little hardened ectoplasm that could, you know, fit in the palm of your hand. It's glowing with a sort of off-white color. You remember the last time you touched it, the ghost leapt out and you had to trap it again.
I roll out a trap.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm ready.
Are we ready? Proton beams?
I'm ready.
I pick the stone up.
Okay. It'll leap out and it's just going to be a very formless thing. It's sort of the similar size as the other one. Ever just give me a standard moves just to get a standard stream. It doesn't seem to be knowing where it is. It seems to be an easy target. Open the trap. It gets sucked in. Trap closes shut. Little crystalline ectoplasm, it stops glowing and it's there ready to be picked up, and this trap starts bouncing around just like the other one. It is not liking being contained.
Once again, I try to socket the crystal into my materia slot on my proton pack.
You do not have a slot on your proton pack.
Briggs, what the fuck? Get on that.
Look, I need funds. It was really expensive. The wizard was weird. He tried to sell me some gopher that wanted to turn into a gerbil. I don't get it.
This thing's bouncing around. You got to get it into the mobile containment unit stat. Otherwise, you don't know how long this it's not going to last too long.
Yeah, we got to get this mobile containment unit back to the firehouse.
PKE is...
Ina, you know that this is the most solid, unwavering class six that you may have come across. The other one was just like it. It's super powerful, super dense. When you put this into the mobile containment unit, you just hear it humming and vibrating. This thing could explode if you don't take care of it soon. I'm talking the mobile containment unit, not just the trap.
Okay.
So don't squeeze anything else into this mobile containment unit is what you're reading.
I got a 33, so we are booking it.
Just real quick, before we leave Animal Kingdom, I'd like to touch base with the people there and let them know that...
Tell everyone to go home anyway. You know,
they got to take care of all those animals.
Hey, we're on their walkie-talkie frequency.
Yeah. Sure, sure. Totally. Yeah. You just give them the warning and say, hey, we take care of it, but we're
bill you.
It's another emergency call. You got to go. Briggs, lights and sirens blaring, just makes it back to the firehouse. You have the mobile containment unit. Do you want to transfer it over into the main storage,
unit? Let's empty that.
Yep. Okay. I'll just say, as soon as you get it back into the regular traps, again, you have to fight it to put it into the main containment unit. And when you finally get in there, you flip the switch. It goes through just fine. You empty the trap. Seems to be going fine. But man, those things are seriously strong and putting up a really big fight, even though they're still inside a trap. With that, I, Doug, remind you that you still have the call out at the Orlando International Airport. They say that it is definitely a large flying creature, is dipping in and out of the clouds. And over at the VAB, we still don't know what exactly is going on, but there is a large creature inside the vehicle assembly building. They've been evacuating everybody. There may be some people still trapped inside. And we got a ping on the PKE that's mounted inside the firehouse here. For like, remember when that big PKE energy surge came through with the International Ghostbusters?
Mm-hmm.
We have it to detect any large things in the area. We've detected a huge ping, which to me... I would probably say it matches the description of the Druden, which would match the same signature as one that's at the airport and at the VAB, except this one's pretty far north. By measuring the distance and everything, it looks like it's... I would pinpoint it at Casadega.
Jesus.
We have not received a call.
Christ.
So there have been no new calls, but there has been activity.
We have not received a call from anywhere that far north, but there is definitely something up there.
Cool. Well, let's go take care of people first.
Yeah. All right, so airport.
Yeah.
Airport.
Airport. Airport.
Okay.
Now, do you want to change vehicles? Because the Ecto, or you know,
Ecto One's a little rough right now. So.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's
but also But at the same time, we don't have a mobile containment unit on the other vehicle. So, let's bring two.
Yeah.
Two vehicles.
Bring two.
Let's bring three.
Sure, whatever. I'm okay. I'm okay.
Truck with the bike in the back.
Yeah.
Okay, so just pickup truck with the bike in the back. And the Ecto-1.
I'll continue driving the Ecto-1 because I probably have the best chance of getting it there safely.
You guys, all right, you're on your way to the airport, and...
I'm just thinking runways, man. I can open up on
our way out the door, I grab a couple of slime grenades to restock.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I very ceremoniously put Betsy on the table, and I
will... Have to repair it later?
And I'll be back, baby.
Okay. I'll say, as you guys...
Can we check with home base? How's everyone doing there?
It's myself. Ralph hasn't come out of the back. Alan Friedman's there holding down the fort. You're here to help in any way you can. He's answering phone calls and everything else. Mr. Book says, hey, I know you guys are in a super rush, but when you get back, I have questions. We're trying to figure out what we can do.
Your job is to have answers.
He needs to ask questions about what you guys have been facing to sort of figure out how to defeat this entire thing. Like, how do we stop this?
God,
have Doug call us.
It's to help me help you thing.
Yeah,
have Doug call us. We'll talk to you on the way.
He says, okay, great. You guys go do your thing. Because, you know, he's just here supporting.
Okay, who's riding with who? We just probably should figure that out.
We'll figure that out later because we're running late. And that's all I got for you guys tonight anyway.
That's all, folks. Thanks for listening to Ghostbusters Resurrection. If you found our services satisfactory, please consider telling a friend, or you can rate and review us on iTunes.
As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other Nerdy Show programs alive.
If you value our world-class ghost removal services, please consider supporting the Nerdy Show Network on Patreon.
Even $1 will get you access to exclusive bonus GBR content, like early episode releases, outtakes, and behind-the-scenes discussions. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow.
If you'd like to run your own Ghostbusters role-playing game, franchising opportunities are available now.
head over to gbrpg.com for more information.
We're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes. For further inquiries, you can reach out to the Central Florida Ghostbusters on Twitter at GBResurrection, as well as Facebook and Tumblr.
If you'd like to report a spook, specter, or ghost, you can leave us a voicemail at 321-209-2020.
We're ready to believe you.
Hi, this is Nick. I'm up in North Dakota, so I know you guys can't exactly just show up and help, but I called the poison control hotline and they gave me this number. My nephew ate some strange black substance that's oozing out of my basement. I'm assuming that's not a good thing. Give me a call, please. Thank you.
Hello, if this is the Ghostbusters hotline, I just wanted to, I'm not really in trouble of any sort. I'm not sure if this is something that you guys do, but I'm asking if you have any jobs available. I have very, very good experience with the paranormal, and I've been studying them since I was a kid. And I've always been fascinated with things like this. And since I figured that you guys would know paranormal the best, I figured I'd call you up, and if you guys ever need any hands, call me back. Thank you.
Yes, there's a ghost haunting my house, and it keeps fucking with me, man. Like, I was sitting there watching TV, and all of a sudden my bong started to levitate, man. So did the lighter. And all of a sudden the lighter, like, ignited, and it went up to the bong, and all of a sudden I seen, like, the smoke just filling the ghost lungs. Like, all I seen was, like, smoky lungs, man. Help me out.